The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Has this ever happened to you, ladies and gentlemen? You hop into bed, all set for a good long sleep. And then, instead of sleeping, you turn and toss restlessly. The clock strikes 11, 12, 1, and you're still staring into the darkness. Something is causing that sleeplessness. And in your case, maybe that something is coffee. Although there are many people who can drink coffee without any ill effect whatsoever, there are many others who can't. And if you're one of them, switch to Postum. Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant to disturb your sleep. It's made only of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. Delicious? You've never tasted such rich, mellow flavor. A flavor that is Postum's own. A flavor that has made Postum the favorite mealtime and bedtime drink in 3 million American homes. Postum is economical, too. It costs less than 0.5 cents a cup. Get Postum from your grocer. Drink it and see if you don't sleep better and feel better. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner are now busy making preparations for the first picture of the Pine Ridge Motion Picture Company. Lum is writing the story for the picture himself, and the old fellows plan to start production just as soon as they can locate a second-hand movie camera. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the situation with Abner. Listen.
Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. I'm getting sort of disgusted with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my, yes. Lum ain't hit a lick of work here in the store since we started this moving picture business.
Well, he better stay with this store where he knows he can make a living.
Sure.
Yeah, trouble is Lum, his ideas don't fit him. They're way yonder too big for him.
Oh, yes, yes, sir, sure. He's talking about making a big war picture now.
War picture?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to make moving pictures.
No, well, it's a moving picture of a war of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
Going to have an army in it and everything else.
Well, where are you going to get all actors or soldiers now?
I don't know, don't know. Don't reckon he stopped to think about that yet. All he's thinking about is what a hero he's going to make out of himself. He's writing a story himself, you know.
I'm writing a story?
Yeah, yeah, he was in here this morning.
Never known he ever wrote one.
Why, he never wrote nothing. I had to sit here and listen to him tell me all about it. One place in there where he captured a whole army by himself.
For the land's sake.
It rides a big white horse. Well, fact is, that's where he's at now. Went out to see if he could buy one summers.
Well, you ain't ready to start making a picture yet, are you?
Course not, course not. Ain't even got the moving picture camera yet. But all he's thinking about so far is how he's going to look himself.
Naturally.
And that Catherine Brogan. I think he's got her a queen of some country, and then he's going to marry her so he can be the king.
Why, she ain't no queen.
Well,
she lives in the county seat.
He's writing that she is, though, in his story.
Oh, in the story,
out,
oh.
Yeah, make out like she is.
Well, ain't you going to be in the picture at all?
Yeah, he's got some little old part picked out for me. I'm supposed to be his orderly, I think he called it. Got to wait on him hand and foot, keep his boots greased, all that stuff.
Well, I just wouldn't do it. Yeah, you've got a half interest in the company, ain't you, yourself?
Well, sure I have. Got just as much stock as he has.
Well, I'd stand up for my rights then.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, too. More I think about it, the madder I get. I ought to be a general, too, if he's going to be one.
Why, of course you had. Fries you up. Well, Dick Huddleston.
Huh?
Here comes Dick Huddleston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me, I hope he ain't looking for a job acting, too. Got to where that's about all anybody comes in here for anymore, see if they can't get a job in a moving picture.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of one reason I dropped over. Thought maybe you might be...
Yeah, come in, Dick.
Yeah, howdy, Richard.
Well, howdy. You fellas seem to be taking things easy.
Yeah, just sitting here visiting. What's new, Richard?
Oh, not much, Grandpap. Kind of quiet over at the store. Just told the wife to stay there and look after things. I want to see Lum.
You wanting a job, too?
A job?
Yeah, in that moving picture.
Oh, no. No, not me, Abner. That's what I want to talk to Lum about, though. You fellas are not serious about this moving picture business, are you, Abner?
I reckon so. It's Lum's idea. I just sort of drug into it myself.
Well, where are you going to get the money?
Why, we cleared better than $1,200 out of that beauty contest we put on.
And you better keep that money. That's what you better do.
Well, that's what I tried to tell Lum, but he wouldn't listen to me. Says we'll make a fortune out of this.
Why, you fellas can't make moving pictures here in Pine Ridge, Edna. In the first place, $1,200 wouldn't be a drop in the bucket.
Wouldn't, huh?
Why, of course not. And even if you did have the money, what do you fellas know about making pictures?
Well, we was out there in Hollywood and seen them making them. Well, fact is, we was in one of them.
Well, yeah, but you can't compete with Hollywood, Edna. Who would you sell it to after you got it made?
Why? Well, I don't know. I ain't heard Lum say. Some moving picture show, I reckon. Be about the best place.
And feller in there at the Lyric Theater's in there at the county seat that more than likely buy one from you, Edna.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap.
Feller Gwaltney's, whatever his name is.
And that way we could see it ourselves. Just make a deal where we could get in free.
See if you can get me in too, Edna.
Well, now, Edna, it's none of my business. Now, you do as you like. It's your money. But I'm telling you right now, if you spend that $1,200 trying to make a moving picture, well, you're going to lose every nickel of it.
Well, don't talk to me about it. I was against it, too, but Lum's got his head set.
Now, where is Lum?
Out trying to find a white horse.
White horse?
Yeah, he's going to be a general in this picture he's aiming on making, and he's going to ride a big white horse and carry a flag and a sword and stuff.
For goodness sakes. You don't know where I could find him, huh?
Yeah, I was just thinking, Richard, he might be over about Snake Hogan's place. He's got a few head of horses over there now.
Yeah, well, I'll see if I can locate him. I'd like to talk to him about this thing before he goes too far and talk him out if I can.
Well, I wish you would, Dick. I'm disgusted with the whole business myself.
Well, if I don't locate him, why, I'll drop back after a while, Edna.
Yeah, all right, Dick. So long.
So long. He never appeared to think much of the idea, did he?
No, but he'll never talk Lum out of it, though I'll tell him that. You know Lum when he gets his head set.
Oh, my, he's awful stubborn-headed.
Yeah.
You around here one of these days, though, and make yourself a lot of money, though.
Wait a minute, that's all ring.
Holy, somebody else wants a job acting, I reckon.
Hello? Got him down, store? No, this is Abner. Lum ain't here. I don't know. Huh? Oh, yeah, he is. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. I'd forgot about you having one, Charlie.
Having one, Amber.
Hold the phone, Charlie. White horse, he's got over.
Oh.
Be quiet, don't bother. Yeah. Well, I'll tell him when he comes in.
See, I seen a white horse the other day, Summer.
Uh-huh.
Don't recollect where it was.
All right, I'll tell him.
Shoot, Heath, I believe it was.
Not at all.
Oh, darn him.
Goodbye. Charlie Randall said he heard Lama's looking for a white horse. I'd forgot about that in the hill.
You mean that old swayback he drives that spring wagon?
I reckon so. That's the only one I know of him having.
Well, he couldn't be fitting for moving pictures. That critter's 20-year-old if he's a day.
No, but he's white, and that's what Lum said he's looking for.
Of course, feller might take and pad that sway back to where a saddle had kivered up.
Yeah, sure. Fill that up with hay and then put a saddle and blanket over it and never tell you sway back.
I put a sack of feed on there first.
And make a good horse for a general. Get down that sway back, the bullets never could get to him.
No, that's what Lum needs, too, if he's going to do much scrapping. Wait a minute. There he is now, ain't it?
Where?
Getting out of the car out there in front.
Getting out of a... Oh, yeah, Lum. I thought you were still talking about the horse. Yeah, him and Cedric. Cedric's hanging around Lum trying to get a job.
Well, Cedric ought to be pretty good in moving pictures. He always struck me as sort of a comical boy.
Yeah. Trouble is, though, he don't aim to be comical. Starts putting on while he gets downright silly.
Mind that, Abner.
Oh.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Dick Huddleston's just in here looking for you, Lum. Did you see him?
No, never. Me and Cedric been out to Shade Abernathy place to look at a horse.
Well, Charlie Reynolds just now called up, said he'd sell you that in a hidden, but said it was such a pet it'd be just like parting with one of the family.
What do you want for him? They all say that about him.
Well, he never said. Just told me to tell you that he would sell him.
Okay, make a note of that, Cedric. Just a moment. Dick, put down and see Charlie about horse. What was Dick wanting?
Why, I'll just wait and let him tell you. He said he'd be back.
Make a note of that, too, Cedric. Just a moment. Just hired Cedric this morning for my secretary and treasurer, the secretary.
Well, good for you, sir.
I got a wire from that Kodak company, or camera company out there in Hollywood. Said they had a second-hand outfit they'd sell us for $300. So I wired back and told them to go ahead and ship it.
Did, huh?
And told them to send some film, about enough to make a whole moving picture with, told them.
Oh, you done ordered it, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing holding us up now. I might not got the story all finished.
Yeah, I know. You tell me all about it here this morning.
I never told Grandpap, though. Well, Abner told me about it, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, how does it sound?
Well, all right, I reckon. I don't know nothing about them things, of course.
Well, it's all just working out fine.
Well, Dick says he don't think we're going to have enough money to make a moving picture with Lum. He says he thinks you're crazy to try it, too.
Yeah, they always say that. All is a bunch of doubting Toms. Said Columbus was crazy whenever he started out to discover America, too. Said Edison was crazy when he invented the graphophone. Said whoever invented the telephone was crazy. They all say that. That's the best sign I've had yet that this is going to be a success. I hope everybody starts saying that about me.
Well, they already have.
Well, good, good. Who said that about me?
Well, I've heard a lot of them.
Going around talking about me to my back, huh?
Well, I've heard them say it.
You want me to make a note of that, Mr. Long?
No, Cedric, no. I grant as I see right now, this bunch of ignoramuses around here ain't got no confidence in me. I'll show them. They've done said too much. I'll make this first picture the biggest thing they've ever had yet. Make the birth of a nation look like a two-reel comedy. Make a note, Cedric. Get me 100 elephants. Get me 200 camels. 1,000 men. Grannies, make it 10,000. These doubting Toms has woke up a genius.
Well, Lum seems to be about the only one who has any confidence in his ability as a producer.
Please finish your milk, darling. You know the doctor says you ought to drink lots of milk.
Does that ever happen to you, mothers? If it does, here's a friendly tip. Give your child milk in a form he'll beg for. Postum made with milk. For it's so delicious, any child will cheerfully drink his full quota of milk every day. Postum not only tastes good and smells good, but it has that grown-up look that children love. Made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened, Postum contains no caffeine or other stimulant that could cause sleeplessness, indigestion, or nervousness. And unlike sweet cloying drinks, Postum does not take away a child's appetite for solid foods. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow, and when mealtime comes around, instead of plain milk, serve a cup of steaming hot Postum made with milk. And just watch your youngster go for it. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.